Admiral Harry B. Harris, Jr., commander of the United States Pacific Command, recently visited Kathmandu, Nepal, to meet with Nepali leaders and to participate in the opening ceremony of a U.S.-sponsored multinational UN peacekeeping exercise called Shanti Prayas 3. Admiral Harris was joined by U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Elena Toplitz, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal, and the Foreign Minister of Affairs, Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat. The United States is committed to UN peacekeeping missions, mandates, and tasks that support the rules-based international order, a system which benefits all nations, said Admiral Harris. That's why we continue to work together with partners from the countries you all represent. Here, in a center, where the motto is Peace with Honor, and involved in an exercise whose name translates as Efforts for Peace, you will enhance our interoperability and engage in a vital, realistic training. Shanti Prayas first took place as a bilateral exercise in 2000 and then expanded so that by 2013, Shanti Prayas, co-hosted by Nepal and the U.S. Pacific Command, became the Pacific region's premier multinational peacekeeping exercise. Shanti Prayas 3 provides an opportunity for participating nations' militaries to train together, building interoperability and establishing good working relationships. Military personnel from Nepal, the United States, Australia, Bangladesh, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Brazil, Cambodia, Canada, Fiji, Germany, Ghana, India, Indonesia, Japan, Jordan, and Kazakhstan participated. Kyrgyzstan, Singapore, South Korea, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, New Zealand, Norway, Pakistan, Paraguay, the Philippines, Rwanda, Sri Lanka, Sweden, and the United Kingdom, Uruguay, Vietnam, and Zambia were also represented. In total, some 68 U.S. service members and 540 Nepalese Army personnel joined the exercise, along with 460 personnel from the other participating nations. Ambassador Toplitz said the United States is a proud partner in the production of the Shanti Prayas 3 exercise. Support to peacekeeping falls in line with the United States' goals in the Asia-Pacific region, she said. Peacekeeping affects the stability of regions and thereby can set the conditions where democracy and prosperity can flourish.